We've all got the same damn 86,400 seconds per day. A few hours of wasted time here and there seems like nothing, but trust me, it adds up. Missed opportunity, untapped potential, inhibited growth and development. Time doesn't stop for anyone. Time doesn't discriminate. Time doesn't care about your feelings. The time is always right now. Get ready to be inspired. It's time for your daily dose of motivation. Let's go. Yo, yo, this is your host, Michael Russo, a.k.a. M. Rudo. This is episode number 32 of the Motivation Movement Podcast, titled Full-Blown Burnout, Beware. I've definitely felt the heat from burnout, from too much hustle, trust me. But I've always managed to avoid falling into the flames with a few simple steps. Striving for perfection, which remember, is poison, is one way to definitely burn out really fast. The hustle culture as we know it can be a bit overwhelming for some. The need to always be stuck on go, no downtime, sleepless nights, it adds up. We have to be cognizant of what sacrifices we make in the name of the hustle, as neglecting certain aspects of life can have dangerous consequences to your mental and physical health. Operating on a wacky sleeping pattern, not getting enough exercise, pounding bang energy drinks, ignoring your nutritional intake, and many other stereotypes that come along with hustle culture actually do cause burnout. That lifestyle is not sustainable. So today I'm sharing a very relevant quote from Mr. Jason Fried, who's the co-founder and president of 37 Signals, a Chicago-based company that builds simple but powerful collaboration tools like Basecamp, HiRise, Backpack, Campfire, To-Do List, and Writeboard. The quote goes like this: "That's the great irony of allowing passionate people to work from home. A manager's natural instinct is to worry that his or her workers aren't getting enough work done, but the real threat is that they will wind up working too hard. And because the manager isn't sitting across from their worker anymore, she can't look up into that person's eyes and see burnout." So to me, I found this quote so relevant as I sit in bed at 1:28 a.m. in the morning writing this content for the podcast episode after a long day full of conference calls, Zoom meetings, ad copywriting, design work, all the while working remotely. It sounds terrible, but it actually wasn't, because I got to nap with my two little dogs for 3 hours midday. I was super productive in the 8 to 10 hours that I did put into the hustle, so I was able to get in a bit of much-needed rest and relaxation and a little bit of pet therapy. Utilizing small blocks of free time, momentarily investing in your well-being, is one of the easiest ways to avoid burnout. It's all about taking control of your schedule as best as possible. Optimize the time in your day that you do have control over. Now, we've talked about this before, but not all opportunities are created equal. It's on you to respect your time, especially your free time, and only invest your time in activities that are worthwhile and make you genuinely happy. Don't overcommit yourself. Don't overextend yourself. Doing favors for undeserving people and living on other people's terms and conditions is a quick, sure way to burn out. In May of 2019, the World Health Organization, WHO, officially declared burnout to be an occupational phenomenon resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. Burnout in this case being defined as, quote, "feelings of energy depletion or exhaustion, increased mental distance from one's job, or feelings of negativism or cynicism related to one's job, and reduced professional efficacy," end quote. The days of 3 a.m. emails being hailed as what it takes to make it happen, and 90-hour work weeks being condoned as light work in the hustle community, those days are over. To avoid burnout, you need to work smarter, not harder. Being a workaholic isn't cool unless you're really out there saving the world and somehow able to still take care of yourself. So in conclusion, my final thought for the day, it's pretty straightforward. Being stressed, being super busy all the time, doesn't equate to being productive. It's impossible to be highly effective and efficient without sacrificing your sanity. Trust your gut, listen to the signals your body is giving off. If you've been feeling very stressed lately, if you've been finding it hard to focus, if you've been finding it hard to fall asleep, if you've been struggling to fall asleep, you need to reset. You really do. And I don't mean reset by going on a vacation to an all-inclusive resort, drink margaritas for 10 days straight, and eat endlessly at the buffet. I encourage you to just read a book for a little while, or go for a walk in the park, lay by the beach for a few hours, spend time with your family. Whatever you've been neglecting to do that usually brings you peace and is relatively simple, just go do it. So that is all for today's episode, folks. Let me know what y'all think using hashtag the motivation movement on social media. Tag at MRudo. Don't forget to visit my new website, mrudo.com. I want to hear your raw, uncut, and unfiltered feedback. Do not hold back. I'm not sensitive. I can take it. I appreciate the constructive criticism very much. If you come across a great quote you'd like to hear me talk about, please share it with me. Again, this is your host, Michael Russo. This is the Motivation Movement Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. More motivation, more hustle, more life. Listening to this podcast should only take up about 5 of the 1,440 minutes that we're all fortunate enough to be given each and every single day. What you do with the remaining 99.6527% of the day is completely up to you. Hold yourself accountable. Take ownership of your situation. Live life unfiltered. Join the motivation movement. Let's go.